Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever wanted to write a book? You know, I have written a book, and I can tell you, I think that everyone has a book inside them. Now, would you like to learn what obstacles you must overcome to become a published author? Have you wanted to know what the keys to success are? Success for writing, success for living.
You are my good girl.
Tell me, can you imagine writing more than 10 books and a book entitled The Willow Does Not Weep and you're still in your early 20s? Do you know what it feels like to have a bestseller? I tell you, it feels wonderful. When was the last time you heard about someone having a short story produced by a production company? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to have a successful writing career? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about writing. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in if you have any questions. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce today that our show is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 900,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you about a little bit about my guest today. She is the published author of The Willow Does Not Weep, Racing Death, Case Closed, Mirror of Darkness, Hot Wheels, Dragon Knight, Poachers, Dragon Knight, Tasting Silver, Late But Not Never, Specimen X, Tales of Draga, E is for Eternity, and P.S., I Killed My Mother. She has also written another screenplay, and her short story, The Beauty is Ugly, is being produced by Lower End Productions. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Stephanie Campbell. Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm very excited to have you on the show and have you share your writing experiences with my listeners. Let's start with, could you tell us how old you were when you started writing seriously?
Well, actually, I think I was 15, and then when I was 16 is when I started to pursue publishers, so 15.
Okay. Now, I've done books myself, and I know it's quite a process. Now, did you always know you wanted to be a writer?
Pretty much. When I was 8 years old, I wrote this book about pigs, and it was horrible, and I drew, it was on line paper, and it was during Pig Week at school, and I gave it to the librarian, and she put it on the wall with all the other published pig books, and I was like, wow, that was the moment I knew that was what I wanted to do with my life.
Isn't that a gift to be able to know what you want to do with your life?
It is
a great gift. And then all you have to do is figure out how to do it. Now, what kind of obstacles did you have to overcome when you very, very first started out?
Oh, well, the publishing business is pretty hard because, well, in the beginning, I thought it was going to be all sunshine and roses. I was going to take my book and somebody was going to get it, buy it right away, and I was going to be an instant bestseller. And so basically I made so many – I didn't realize it, but I was making mistakes, and there's a lot of mistakes new writers don't realize you can make. So basically I took this book and I had read through it and I had edited it a bit, but it just – it wasn't near ready for publishing format, but I didn't know that. So I sent it out to agents, and naturally I got declined. And then I gave up at that point. I didn't give up. I went to a vanity publisher and I did it that way, where I then made another error where my editor wasn't very good, and I really should have checked that out at the time. And I was working at a restaurant on top of going to high school in order to earn money for this, to publish this book. So basically I gave money to a person who wasn't the best editor in the world. So it was a mistake on my part, but, you know, you learn.
And how old were you when you were getting a vanity publisher? Explain for my listeners what a vanity publisher is.
Well, what a vanity publisher is that basically you pay them to publish your book. They do cover art and everything. And depending on the package you buy, you can publish it that way. And they've actually changed things a bit where some vanity publishers are actually okay, like Amazon and CreateSpace. You can actually do it for free, though I would recommend getting an editor and everything if you do want to do that road. But, yeah, that's what a vanity publisher is.
Yeah, so it's an interesting evolution in the publishing business because many years ago that it was unthinkable to be self-published. Well, I guess unless you were Mark Twain, he did it quite successfully. But for most people, it's quite a difficult thing to do, and it's a lot of you can make a lot of mistakes. It's kind of learning as you go, don't you agree?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Now, what advice would you give to other people who are young people like you or older people like me who want to write a book? What would be the first thing you would say to them?
Well, I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't have time to write, which, you know, makes sense. We all have very busy lives, and you have day jobs or you have kids, and there's a lot going on. But my highest recommendation would be to set aside a certain amount of time per day to write, even if it's just 10 minutes at the end of the evening, or maybe you have to get up 10 minutes earlier in the morning. As hard as that is, even if you're working just 10 minutes or a half an hour every day, eventually you are going to have a book. So that would be my recommendation.
Persistence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to have a focus. You have to really apply yourself. I think, you know, that writing, in my opinion, for me, it's a passion. How do you feel about it?
Oh, it's definitely a passion. I think you have to be passionate in order to surpass a lot of the writing, well, the business side obstacles. You have to really love it in order to want to hop over those obstacles, because they do like to put you through your paces, and it's almost like a test to see how passionate you are. You gotta want it.
You know, we're gonna take a break and hear about your host, and when we come back, Stephanie, I would like to have you share your website information and also share how people can get your books. Also, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about the hardest thing you ever did to create this success and the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to you so far. We'll be right back with Stephanie Campbell.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Stephanie Campbell. And she is quite a prolific writer. While we were off the air, I found out that she's written over 14 books already. And Stephanie, how old are you again?
I just turned 22.
Wow. Well, you are an example of a young lady who found your passion early in life and went after it. Could you share your website information and tell everyone how they can get your books?
All right. Well, my website is www.stephaniecampbellreleases.weebly.com. And I would recommend the best place to get my books is on Amazon, because if you do it in the stores, they do, when you go through a distributing company, they'll oftentimes tack on some extra money, and a lot of people don't know about this, but if you get it on Amazon, that money that goes to the distributing company isn't there, but okay, yeah, Amazon.
And are your books in Kindle format?
Oh, yes. Some of them aren't even in print format. The majority of them are, but most of them are all in ebook. So.
Okay, wonderful, yeah. And now you are primarily a fiction writer, right?
Oh, yeah. I've tried my hand at nonfiction, and I guess it's just not my craft. I can't seem to get through a full nonfiction book, so, yeah.
And then I'm a nonfiction writer, and I'm a fiction writer, so it's just a matter of finding your little niche in the writing world. Could you share with my listeners the worst thing that happened to you on your road to success and the best thing that helped you become a success story?
All right, well, the worst thing, I'm going to keep names out of it because they're just doing their job, but I was contacted before I had my agent like I do now. I was contacted by this literary agency, and they said they wanted to agent me, and they were going to decide which one would agent me. So, but then 3 days later, they said that I got an email, and it was not the nicest of emails that said they wouldn't agent me, and I'd probably send out query letters to everybody in the world and something along those lines. And then, well, it turns out that, well, I had sent out the query letter to more than one agent in their business. And I didn't realize at the time that was a no-no, so they turned down my contract for that, and I was heartbroken because I'd worked so hard for so many years, and I thought I'd finally made it, it almost killed me. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah. And then how did you find the agent that you have, or did they find you?
Oh, I just kept going. You know, I stopped for a little bit, and for like a week I was angry, and I'm not going to write again, but then naturally I did, because that's you can't take the writer out of me. So then I started to send out more query letters, and then I got another agent who is also great. So, you know, you never know what life has down the road, so you can't give up.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the lesson you have for everyone. I mean, even though you're 22, I know what it's like to look for an agent, and it is a very intimidating process. And then to get one and then to lose them, that would be devastating. But then, you know, you have to feel that things eventually work out for the best. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's what I figure. I'm like, if that happened, then probably we weren't the most well-matched anyway, and it's better that I found somebody who is closer to my personality, and so my agent I have now is close to my personality. So
That's good.
And it's actually a blessing in disguise.
And then so your agent then found you a publisher, and your first book Weep, The Willow Does Not Weep, and what is that about?
Well, my first book was actually Poachers. I had found most of my publishers myself. My agent is actually a fairly recent acquiring, so The Willow Does Not Weep was actually another book that I found my own publisher for.
Uh-huh.
And so basically The Willow is about this willow tree and her family. She sits in the backyard of her family's yard and she watches her family and they're growing apart. The youngest teenage daughter is having a lot of trouble with life and everything, and then the oldest son Malin comes home from college and she gets feelings for him, and she realizes that she wants to be human so she can be with her family and try to help them, but she can't. And then one day a magical dove, it's kind of representative of a divine entity, whatever it is to you, there's no names involved or anything, but and he says, you can be human for 1 year, but you have to give up all the years of life you would have had as a tree. So she agrees to be human for 1 year.
Uh-huh.
So basically it's her story of that 1 year, how she tries to fix her family and the hardships that come with knowing you gave up everything and you only have that certain amount of time to live. So it's very psychological, I guess.
And what a brilliant concept. I love it. Now, what advice would you give to other young people or old people who want to be an author? What would be the first thing you would tell them to do?
Well, there was that writing thing. There was the taking time every day to write advice I gave. And there's another piece of advice that's just always edit your work when you're done for it. And also there's a pay attention to your word count, too. Because a lot of people don't know when they're writing a book that you should, if you do want to get in with a bigger publisher or a mainstream publisher, you should aim for at least 50,000 words, I would recommend. So watch your word count.
Word count, yeah. Also, you know, I always tell writers when they're asking me what to do, I always recommend that they get a brilliant editor, because that will just pull everything together in a professional way. Very important to do.
Yeah.
Also, I recommend get a killer title. You want a title that stands out from all the others. And then I also recommend getting a brilliant cover page for your book. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Well, because the traditional publisher, they do all of that for you. But if you're going through, like, CreateSpace or something, then definitely do that. Like, the editor, I cannot stress how important it is to have an editor, because they can make or break your book. They're so amazing if you have the right one.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I worked with my editor, who I adore, and actually we worked on the book, and after a while our styles were so blended. I truly can go back now and read it and not know who did what, because we are so symbiotic with each other. And that makes it so enjoyable. What are some other keys to success for writing, Stephanie?
If you're writing to go into the publishing world, I want you to basically harden yourself a little bit, but also never give up. I would recommend doing a lot of research on what you're. You're being creative, so you shouldn't limit yourself. But at the same time, you want to make sure that what you're writing toward would actually sell, and you want to know where you're aiming your book towards. Like, you wouldn't write a book on pickles and then pitch it to Scholastic. You know, you want to know your market. So basically, I'm saying do your research. You are doing something creative, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't research it. And also, you know, look at writing guides. Always have a handy book on grammar with you, because you, even though you're not the editor, you do have to have your book fairly clean by the time you get it to an editor to submit. So clean up your work, do your research. That's some more recommendation I have.
Oh, that's wonderful advice. And we're going to take a break and hear from a sponsor. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about some of the self-publishing possibilities that are available to writers now so that they can go forward, whether they have an agent or a publisher. Also, I want to share some book signing stories with Stephanie. We'll be right back.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, the delightful author, Stephanie Campbell. Now, Stephanie, isn't it an amazing industry these days where people can self-publish, they can do e-books and create their own success? I'm impressed by the whole process. Things have changed greatly. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I wish, this is one of the things I wish I had known before. Since I did self-publish my first book, I wish I would have known it before I sent the $1,000 up front to just have them do everything I could have done myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It is very, very doable. The publishing industry has changed. And if you have it in you, you can do it. Everything is available. You can get the information online. You can edit your book, publish it. It's quite a remarkable experience. And the nice thing is that you can write your book and put it out there without any expense. So then you get mm-hmm. a feel for what you've got and if it's something that you want to pursue further. Let's talk a little bit about book signings. Aren't those an experience?
Oh, yeah, the book signings are... they're definitely interesting. I actually knocked over, I think it was in my first book signing, I was so nervous that the place bought me tea, and somebody came over to talk to me, and I was kind of waving my hands a little bit when I was talking, because I'm like that when I talk, and I knocked over the thing of tea, and I almost spilled it all over my books, but I got it all over the tablecloth. Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Well, you know, every author goes through that. You go to the book signing and you get there and you wonder, will anyone come? That's the first thing you wonder. Will you be there by yourself? And then you're so thrilled when people show up. And it's quite an experience. But it's part of, I think it's part of paying your dues. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. And you hope for the day when you have, like, a line of people coming up to you so that way you won't have any time to be embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah, it was fun. I did my one of my first book signings at BEA, and my publisher had set it up. So I was in the convention center, you know, at their booth, signing booth, doing my book, and it was very exciting for me. And then I looked over at the next area, and Barbara Walters was there signing her book.
Barbara Walters?
Yes.
Oh,
God. So, I mean, I had a nice line of people with signing in line for me, which was very exciting. And then I looked at Barbara Walters, and they're, like, out the building waiting to get to her.
After I was done, I would have joined her line.
Well, actually, I did go over and have my picture taken with her because it was kind of exciting to see someone doing that. Now, let's see. What are some things people can do in order to be successful? We've got 2 minutes.
What people can do to be successful? With publishing your book, if you're going vanity publishing, I'm going to stress again, get yourself a good editor. I even have somebody to recommend that does a freelance, and she's way cheaper than a lot of other people you'll find. Her name's Tamara Eaton, and you can just look her up online. I think it's like $1 a page, but that's way cheap because most editors do it for Word, and it racks up really fast. And but she doesn't just do it on the surface. She goes
good.
In there and she'll rip your book. Well, she won't rip it apart, but she'll like take out the parts that need to be taken out, and and she will seriously help you. And if you're doing the traditional publishing route, along with doing your research, my magical number for the number of times I'd read through my book for surface errors and other errors that you might catch is look through it 3 times. By the end, you're going to want to bang your head against the wall, but that would be my recommendation for the number of times.
Now, would you give that editor's name again? And you know what, Stephanie, give your email address so if people want to contact your editor, they can go through you. What's your email address?
It's authorgirl1485@live.com.
Great. And so if you're out there and you have some work there and we are looking for an editor, contact Stephanie and she'll network you in with one of the best in the business. Stephanie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wonderful story. I'm thrilled to have such a young, prolific writer, and I hope you will come back again.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
So it's been fun. To my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. Be sure to catch all of these interviews with our amazing guests like Stephanie with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. You will love them. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed my show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com/JanuaryJones. And then you can follow my show. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of you to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra. If you think it, then you can do it. And now my chocolate quote for the day. Make a list of important things to do today. At the top of your list, put eat chocolate. Now you'll get at least one thing done, hopefully. So for now, dear listeners, stop whining, start smiling, start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Stephanie Campbell. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. As you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.